You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app as well, with that rewind feature and streaming live on YouTube. What's up, YouTube folks? I'm sure you're having a good time with today's show. I'm sure the comments are...
I'm sure they love that last segment.
Oh, yeah. Took a while. I wasn't trying to slander anyone.
Well, today. It is funny, though. You only brought up Flacco comparing him to Harper.
Yes.
It wasn't even a true Jalen thing.
No, it was just like a throwaway. It was not...
It was a throwaway line to try to win a debate.
Yes.
Hey, we've all been there.
Look. And I won.
I think the winners in that conversation were really everyone.
Yes.
Because Chuck did not threaten to quit the show.
No. Didn't threaten to hurt me. I didn't
off,
say
yeah.
he was short. Yep. let's get to the top five.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So there are things at WIP that are very concerning to me, per usual. So I have for you today, what are we doing? WIP edition.
Okay.
Starting at number five, will the morning show work a full week this entire summer? I mean, again, they're both off today. They just got done a long weekend. You were
Joe
off
and
Friday.
John.
Joe
yeah.
and John.
Yeah.
One,
James
what?
Holding it down with Broads, right?
Broads. At least once or twice a week, one is off or both are off. I mean, what is this, kick your feet up time in the summer? I get it. You wake up early. But, man, you know, other shows are grinding here, and these guys are just taking it willy-nilly. I guess we have more pride in our shows.
Well, we have been driving the content for the station for the last month.
As usual. Look, and here's the thing, is I'm not saying anyone can do a show during a good Eagle season. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that weeks and months like this is what separates the men from the boys in what we do here.
Yes.
I mean, this is what we get paid for.
Yes.
Hey, nothing's happening. Come in, have some fun on the radio, make everyone have a good time.
Or piss everyone off,
you know, a little of both.
Way,
yeah, it depends on the day, depends on the hour.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the Cameron and Richie are, and what is the camera doing
That's
in
the
his
big question.
Time off?
Was he in the batting cage all day today?
Oh,
was
man.
Was he taking an off day just to spend it swinging a bat?
Certainly, right? He would have had, don't you take advantage of the day and go to the batting cage?
Well, he has nothing else to do.
Well,
first off, he's done 10 anyway every day, so he has plenty of time.
That's true, yes.
Can I make a prediction?
He doesn't need to take a day off to do that.
Yeah. By the way, Wednesday is when the camera hurts himself.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I think one of us is getting hurt.
Yeah.
Mine's going to be my arm.
Yep.
Could see it happening. Don't think it'll happen. But could see it happening. His is going to be his groin.
Yeah.
If one of them gets injured,
yeah,
that affects the other events.
Yeah. It means
it could be canceled.
It means you got to play Richie. It means you got to play Richie in tennis.
You versus Seltzer in basketball?
Me versus Seltzer in basketball. And then
you versus or Joe versus.
Morgenstein's got to race Rhea.
Ah,
all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
We'll see, though. We'll see.
Yeah,
though.
We'll see.
We'll see. Number four, what are we doing, WIP edition, is our good pal Aaron in San Diego. was in their rights to Ricky Sanchez.
Oh,
YouTube chat causing a ruckus over the weekend.
Yeah, on Sunday. So we stream the show live on YouTube as well, the podcast. Mm-hmm. And we can see the chat thing. Like, I don't look at it during the show because you guys are in person with me here. But we do that show. Mike is on the screen, so the chat thing's right next to me. And I see Aaron in San Diego is in the YouTube chat of the Ricky as well. That guy is hardcore. I'm becoming a fan. I don't know what his role is yet.
Me either. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, but there's something there.
He's locked in.
Yeah, he is a lunatic. He was in the YouTube chat, I think, fighting about Jalen Hurts. We were talking about VJ Edgecombe.
On a Sixers podcast.
Yeah, Summer League Sixers podcast, nonetheless.
That's all YouTube chats are, I've realized. They're just arguing about Jalen at all times.
Yeah,
like
arguing
with each other. The YouTube chat, from when I used to monitor it, I did check in once a day and plug the book. But... but, you know, the YouTube chat mostly is just like calm, calm, calm. And then we'll say one thing about Jalen. Like, there they go. There's Spike and Jack again. It's like a trigger warning. All right.
It is the best, man.
Number three, what are we doing in WIP edition is whatever Ike was doing earlier in the show. If you missed it, it was just on the promo. What was Ike doing?
Oh, my God.
I could see what you were going for there. You were like excited puppy guy. You know what I mean?
There we go. Dogs act. You're a dog owner, so you know. Yes. Yeah.
It's like when Zach Wheeler giving us emotion is like my dog when I go, do you want a treat? He's like, ah.
Yes.
You know? Want to go for a walk? Yep.
That was one I did not think about before I did. That was just impulsive.
Well, listen, I can't wait for to tweet that out the night before the Eagles season. Tomorrow. Mood. You know, one of those.
Breaking news.
Would never interrupt the top five if it wasn't super important.
Uh-oh.
Kyle Lowry has agreed to return to the Sixers.
Oh, stop.
We reported that on Sunday on the pod.
Oh, yeah, but then you pulled the I'm not a reporter guy thing.
I said I'm not a reporter, but it's happening.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, somebody asked if it was an official report or if it was just conjecture. It was more than conjecture, but I'm not a reporter.
That fella.
There you go.
So Lowry's back.
Yep. Shocker.
I don't think that was worthy of
the top five.
Nah,
it scared the hell out of me. I thought Bryce was about to have season-ending surgery or something.
20th NBA season. His third on the Sixers. This is Kyle Lowry's third year at the Sixers.
It's unbelievable.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Well.
20 seasons. He's wanted that dub. He's like... If I play 19, I may as well play 20.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Nurse likes him, and
of course
they want a chance. And I think they probably see him as we have a bunch of young guards that are going to play an important role. And if Kyle Lowry's playing too many minutes, things went very, very wrong anyway.
Also, would be my hope. A lot of good golf courses around here that he can play.
Yes. Let me tell you, when veterans like that are still being brought back, it means they're good in the locker room. Mm-hmm. It's a positive. It's not a negative. Else he wouldn't be back.
Well, yeah, he's the...
he wouldn't be back.
He and Eric, they're like the 13th, 14th guys.
Yeah.
If those guys end up playing, then and with the other guys healthy, then we can yell about Nick Nurse. But if odds are, we're not going to see very much Kyle Lowry.
I actually like this. We got a lot of young guards on our team.
Yep.
You need a Kyle Lowry in the locker room at practice. A lot they can learn from Kyle Lowry about playing that position.
I was sort of curious when we were talking about on the pod what the difference between him as a player or him as a coach would be in that situation. Do you think it's more advantageous as a player, or do you think he could do the same thing if he was coaching?
Oh, that's a good question. It's probably a little more advantageous as a player because he's still athletic enough and connected enough to the game that he can actually get out there and show what he's asking guys to do and, demonstrate it in practice. I always like having veterans around that are guys who embrace the role of being veterans, not guys who are going to say, ain't my job to teach him what to do. No, you want good veterans there, show up to practice on time, show you how to be a professional, all those types of things. It's got to be the number one reason why he's back.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, it's PG-ish.
I don't like the way that you are
wincing
every time you move your shoulder.
Well, I just want to move it a certain way.
Okay.
It'll be fine. The second...
Spike's watching everything.
Yeah. Second on what are we doing, WIP edition, is what is Broads doing? Last night, he tweets out, absolutely love this angle from Drake. Been on repeat. Banger. He's breaking down Drake... like
lyrics.
Oh, the lyrics.
Rap lyrics. Oh. It's just, see, it was, you call him Drizzy. You call him Six God. Like,
Oh, you're a Drake guy.
I used to be. It's like, it's kind of like the Drake thing is like being a LeBron fan for a long time. You want out.
You want out.
There's nothing cool about being identified as a
back in the
Drake
day.
Fan, yeah.
But like, what is this from, bro? You're in your 30s.
Well, check this out. I think he was referring to one of the lines in the new song is about LeBron.
Oh, really?
So I think Drake is sort of took a subtle dig at LeBron because I think LeBron came out to one of Kendrick Lamar's concerts in L.A.
He did.
So Drake didn't like that. So I think he took sort of a subtle shot at LeBron.
No.
The song is called What Do You Mean?
I don't know.
Or What Did I Mean?
I don't know.
Come on, man. That's Drake's new hit.
Oh, you know. Come on, bro. We're breaking down Drake like you're a high schooler.
Only reason I know this is because it shows up on the timeline.
I know it does.
I just want to give Broach credit. So I did the morning show today. And I know this is what you do when you're in his position. But no matter what time it is, they tell Broach to work. Broach friggin' works.
Yep.
It's not easy for your schedule to be doing overnights and then do a late night and then do a morning show and all that kind of stuff. He always brings energy. So I'm going to give credit to Broads in that, even though you could let the Drake stuff go, my man.
And he did tweet about like how excited he was to watch VJ Edgecombe. Yeah. Enough with the thirst fest. You know,
that's his.
Let him cook.
There's no cooking with that. That's not cooking. That's just tweeting.
God,
for
the guy is trying to branch out from being the flyer guy.
No, lean in.
No, that's his thing. But he doesn't want everything he says to be attached to the Flyers. He wants to show that he's a fan of the other teams, unlike you, Fritz.
Yep. I got my angle.
You're all about the Phillies. I never see you tweet anything about the Eagles.
I know I said the best Eagles team in my life. People forget that. Very pro this team on Super Bowl Sunday.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
No one cares what I said about the Eagles. Anyway.
See?
Yeah, number one, what are we doing? Elliot went all the way to Wales to see Oasis.
He did.
He doesn't like old music.
I know.
So then he tweeted, his Instagram caption was this. I mean, just disgusting work from him per usual. He tweeted, Liam and Noel Gallagher enter tonight for Oasis Night 2 in Cardiff. #Oasis music. I mean,
this goes to my Elliot music theory, that he only likes things that are advantageous from a social media perspective, that he doesn't actually have. He doesn't really like. By the way, I was jealous. I'm not a huge Oasis guy. Would have been cool to be at the show. You know what I mean?
Like, do I know their music?
You know Champagne Supernova. You know their big hit, Wonderwall. Okay. Wonderwall, you probably
Wonderwall.
Recognize. They're big in the 90s. Okay. They're two brothers.
I didn't even know it was an old group.
Yeah, two brothers. They ended up hating each other so much, they didn't play for like 15 years together. And this is the big reunion. They're playing stadiums in the U.S., they're going to play Giant Stadium, whatever, and they're playing stadiums in the UK. But that's why Elliot went, because it's a big deal, not because he's some huge Oasis guy.
Like, he probably only knew, he may have known Wonderwall.
Yeah.
And that was probably it when he went over there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And now he's going to come back and say they're the best band in the history of the world, and like, nothing's ever topped that musical experience.
He did offer to pick up now we do have to ask him what was better, that or Cowboy Carter.
Yeah, I know. Also disgusting act by him.
He did offer to pick up a t-shirt for me. So
that's
if he
good.
Picks up a t-shirt, then it's
he's
fine
off
with
the
me.
Hook.
Whatever he did, yeah.
But it was a very odd post.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, they're very far away. He's not the biggest Oasis guy. Now he's posting on his Instagram about Oasis.
Never heard him mention Oasis once in my
not
life.
Not once.
No.
I've heard him say Queen's the biggest band, like, better than the Beatles.
Yep. When he was leaving here on Tuesday, he said, I'm not going to be here next week. I was like, oh, where are you going? He's like, I'm going to see Oasis in England. I'm like, in my head, I was like, well, that's cool, but you're going to see Oasis? It was a stunner, you know? He's a Drake guy.
Yeah.
He's a Cowboy Carter guy.
Yeah. That's his lane.
Yeah.
You cannot be a Cowboy Carter guy.
He seems like
control.
He's walking around with Cowboy Carter long-sleeve t-shirts on.
I agree, yeah.
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors with the big summer sale. No money down, up to 18 months to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Oh, Herb in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Herb? Herb.
He has his own mute.
Yeah. All right. Is what it is. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike. Big Eye, Jackie, baby. What's popping? Happy Monday.
What up, Yoshi?
Man, I was ready to die laughing. What's his name? Waiting for Herb to come on.
It's always something with him. Yeah, I'm curious.
I got so tickled. Hey, man, all you guys out there in radio land, y'all keep falling for sinister Lex Luthor spikes and takes. He sets the trap, and you got, so did he say Jalen? Everybody like, whoop, 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 ring alarm, ring alarm. I just talked about Jalen.
I got baited into doing this today, by the way.
Oh, man, as soon as I heard it, I was like, uh-oh, this is going to be interesting. He had put somebody up against Jalen. Here we go, and spike.
Yeah.
You got to stop popping a blood vessel when they fall in your trap. Just sit back and rub your hands together like Mr. Sinister do and do the laugh.
Dude, I'm like Zach Wheeler in the ninth last night. You think I'm blowing? It's a blood vessel. I'm throwing 98 late in the game with ease. Trust me, I'm doing fine.
Bro, I see, man. I was sitting on the edge of my seat too. Ike, when he was talking to Chuck, I was like, uh-oh. And then especially when Chuck said that they had a great call being friends and everything, and then Chuck said the meat of the topic, I was like, uh-oh,
yep.
Here we go. Right. I was waiting for the short jokes and the mini me and all that. Boy, I was like, good God, my, thank God we made it out of that one, boy. I ain't feel like calling Chuck up and counseling him today. I love him, but God, leave, boy, y'all be tripping. Listen, Willis sets the tone. He's dominant on the mound. Jalen sets the standard. He's the leader in the locker room. Look, man, we blessed to have them both. Spike, stop putting everybody against everybody. Leave it alone, man. You need to stop this mess. You're going to do this all the way up to September 4th.
Yep.
Until that boy come out and light them Cowboys up. Ain't that right, I agree?
That's right, Yoshi.
I only have a
back to back, baby.
Really, really, Yoshi. Yosh, this is about five people. It's about five people. It's about James Seltzer, Devin Caney, Rob Ellis, John Ritchie, Hugh Douglas, Rhea Hughes. That's more than five, right?
Yep.
Who's the other one? Jolly had him four, you know?
Yep.
As soon as you told him what's name, what's the word you use? I forgot the word you use. As soon as you say you'll give him a what?
Mulligan.
Yeah, as soon as you say you give him a mulligan, I was like, yeah, he attacking these people right here. Mr. Sinister, boy, you the best. I'm telling you, boy, go into law. You will be my lawyer. I would go commit a crime, a little crime, just so you can be my lawyer. Like, I go smoke some weed or something in the police station just so you can get me off.
Hold on, man.
Pause.
Yeah. That was all the way wrong.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
You know I ain't got no filter, baby.
I know it.
Things that are easier today in this land that we live in is to fool people. Social media filters and all this.
Oh, right? Man. Yeah.
Man, I saw a girl. I mean, boy, she was.
Oh, God.
That I went to school with. And I was like, good gracious, that girl ain't got fitness on no what. So I happened to go to North Carolina. And, you know, it was a little reunion, and she showed up. And they was like, that's such and such. I was like, what? I went to her daggone Instagram. I was like, that ain't the same daggone girl. She know her angles. Her filter was great. But in person, everything was fake.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
It's easier to fool people now, brother.
It is.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Love y'all, cats. All right, Yosh.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it used to be when you would see a picture of somebody online,
You
would be like, wait a minute, why is it always at this angle? Like,
right.
I bet you could figure what was going on.
What she's hiding.
Yeah.
It's her good side.
Yeah. But now, with the like you said, with the filters, it's very difficult.
Yeah, you don't know what you're getting.
No, I am... I would be terrified to be single in the current world.
I totally agree.
With the apps and the pictures and the, like, I don't know. Seems like a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I tell my son.
Just seems like it's too much.
But then part of me also is okay that he doesn't have a girlfriend, so he doesn't have to deal with boyfriend-girlfriend stuff.
Especially,
you know, these young kids, they're not stable. The one minute they like you, they love you. And a month later, they don't. They like and love somebody else.
How old is Elijah?
He'll be 22 tomorrow.
22 still.
Tomorrow.
And you know what?
Yeah.
22 for a guy?
Oh,
22
man.
Is like 12.
Man, you know, I told him.
Yeah.
Hold on as long as you can, kid.
Yeah. Get to 30.
Yeah. See? Yes. Get to 30.
Get to 30. I would always tell Val would have a friend who wasn't, you know, married or didn't have a committed relationship, and she would have a new boyfriend. And the first question every time would be, well, how old is he?
Yeah.
And she would go, he's 25. That ain't going to last. And she said, why? So guys are 25? Yeah. Like, it's a child.
Now, my daughter,
yep.
19, I got a totally different approach.
Settle down.
Yeah.
Yes.
As fast as possible, if that's the case. You kidding me?
I don't know how you do it with a daughter, man.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm lucky.
Okay.
I'm lucky. First one out the box, meaning her first boyfriend.
Yep.
It's been her only boyfriend
for
two or 3 years now.
Oh, wow.
I'm good.
Yep.
Family is good.
You're good with him?
I'm good with him.
Okay.
I'm good with him. I'm good with his family. I'm good.
Well, isn't her dad's a Cowboys fan, though, right?
Then I just tell you I'm good with the family. I don't need you to add nothing to the equation. Yes, he is a Cowboys fan.
Well, it's not a problem now.
Yes, it's not.
Well, they stink.
Cowboys are 12-1. It might be a problem.
We were together this weekend.
Yeah.
We were together this weekend. So his whole family is Eagles fans, but he is a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, that's how it goes sometimes.
So it's tough.
Yep. The boyfriend's a Cowboys fan or just the dad?
The dad.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Just the dad. He's cool, though.
And like I said, it's not a problem now.
Yes.
I know. Unfortunately, I hang on to you every word.
You really do. I'm not surprised you remember some of the stuff he remembers.
He's monitoring back there. Fritz is monitoring.
Just remembered a lot.
I do not like the shoulder stuff right now. I'm just saying.
That's fair.
Yeah. I'm a little worried.
You're right.
Because every other time that you threw, you were like, I feel great. It's a good sore. And now you're doing a lot of this.
Yeah, I know. We need to wake up tomorrow feeling all right.
All right.
Yeah.
You got to ice it.
Ice isn't good for it. It's a myth.
Ice is not good for it?
No, that's been debunked. It's more like stretching and moving. Get the
if there's inflammation, ice always works on inflammation.
Ice always works. It's a staple.
Zach Wheeler doesn't use ice because they told him it's not good for not good for the arm. Yeah.
All right.
Well, if that's the case, then right.
Well, because you're supposed to move a lot because you get the lactic acid out. The lactic acid builds up. Well, I used to be all right at this.
That's only if it's a problem of stiffness. Lack of acid would the lactic acid breaking that up would be if you have
stiffness
muscles.
Can help. You know, we have other things. For
all
that.
Right, the Blue Chew.
Yeah.
Yep.
215-592-9494. What a show today. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville, Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Question is, who is better at their job, Zach Wheeler or A.J. Brown? A Ooh. New one. What do you think the response is on that?
Well, it's probably closer than the other one, I would imagine. A little closer to 50-50. Let's go 58, Zach. Still in favor of Zach slightly.
How about 80.6?
Damn, higher.
Zach Wheeler.
Well, now we're living in the moment a little bit.
Everybody's zacked up a little bit today.
That's how it always works. It's like right in the immediate moment. Yep. He's definitely bad. But
he's earned it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, he's been awesome for a month and a half now.
He's earned it. I don't care how many five-inning outings Skeens has.
Dude, I would love for him to beat Skeens for yes. Cy Young. Like a full Skeens season. Mm-hmm. He just beats him. Yeah. You know, without Skeens missing a month or like if he just beats him, just dominates his way to a Cy Young.
Yeah.
Would be awesome. One last thing on pitching. Again, Fritz versus DeCamera 2 is Wednesday at noon at the Plymouth White Marsh High School. You can come watch it. Then right afterwards, we're going to be at McGurk's Fort Washington. Yes, that's the correct mm-hmm. McGurk's I'm talking about, right? So we'll be able to, we'll either be celebrating or
or the other.
Or teaching Jack tennis in the parking lot.
Get ready to learn tennis, pal.
Yeah, get ready to learn tennis. Here is a concern I brought up to you earlier, but just want to kind of readdress on the air.
Super.
As some people have brought up online as well. The idea of Joe bunting for a hit.
Right.
Now, do you have a concern there that Joe might try to bunt his way on?
So I think you could definitely employ that strategy. My official position is like, all right, that's an easy out. I mean, he's not going to sprint down to first base like he's a speedster.
Right.
Like, he'll get the bunt down. He'll barely move out of the box. And then I'll throw it over to first base. Like, now, if it gets it past me, I guess it could be a tough play. But at the same time, he doesn't move quickly.
How are you as a fielder, as a pitcher?
Well, I mean, fine. I'm like a cat up there.
I need you to not throw the ball away on a bunt.
That would be a big one. That'd be a big one. Because that would also be an E1.
Yeah, but
would that count as him getting on base?
Yes.
No.
If the pitcher makes the error, yes.
But it doesn't. I don't think that should count.
Doesn't count. It's still
an
unearned run.
It was a user error, but it wasn't like it made a pitch, he got a hit.
In regular baseball scoring, that base runner at first would still be unearned, correct? That's the way I believe that would still be unearned.
I'm on your side. Well, they may argue against this.
Well, it would hurt Jack more than anything because that should be an out. If Joe is bunting and Jack is just throwing to first and sails it, it actually benefits Joe more than Jack at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just because Joe will get another at bat. Like,
okay, I see what you're saying.
You know, an error is
but
just
you're saying
a push.
It doesn't count as on base. You got a good lawyer here.
Yeah.
It shouldn't. I mean, if we're talking about actual baseball scoring, mm-hmm. you just can't rush it.
Because
you got plenty of time.
But I lob it. I'm not underhanded.
Now, if he lays down a perfect bunt, he could get, you know, like, what is the instruction for the third baseman? You got to talk to the third baseman. You got to say, hey, don't let that try to go foul. He's slow. Go get the ball and throw him out, you know?
So that's a good thing to bring up to all of our fielders. He's really slow.
Yep.
And the other thing is, like, how you're taught when a guy is bunting is throw up and in. So if he's willing to bunt, he's got to stand in there and face it too, because you go up and in because you get scared and they pop it up.
Okay,
yeah. I don't think he's gonna bunt.
I don't think he's gonna bunt either.
Not at least in the start.
Yeah,
in the start, his plan is going to be.
Oh, you mean if he needs a hit?
Yeah,
he might.
In the beginning,
like Ben Davis did. That was just a joke. We can't laugh about the Curt Schilling thing 25
sure,
years
sure,
later.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know. Only if Ben is laughing.
Yeah.
Well, Ben, we're all laughing. Maybe he's not laughing. Ben, I'm sorry. It was just a joke.
Joe's bat is not leaving his shoulder until you can prove you throw strikes.
I agree.
As soon as you can prove you throw strikes, that changes everything for DeCamera and puts the ball in your court. Then you are in control of the challenge as soon as you start off throwing strikes. 215-592-9494.
Real quick, hold on, by the way.
Okay.
All Paul right. Skeens. Last yeah. couple outings. Five innings, four innings, six innings, five innings. Come on.
I told you.
That's what Ike's been saying.
Last five start. Let's grow up a little bit.
I agree with you.
I didn't even bet on Zach Wheeler this year to win Cy Young, and I'm sick about it.
Oh, you didn't?
Well, I did.
Is he favorite or Skeen still favorite?
Skeen's still favorite.
Slightly, but it's closer than it was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Way closer.
Justin, Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up, fella?
Justin?
Boys, I'm telling you what. It's the dadgum hot down here. It's running plumb down my back, down my legs. It's miserable. It's like 97 degrees with 100% humidity today.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say it slow for you. Because last time when I said it, you didn't understand what I said, and I threw out the call still trying to figure out. It is hotter than a three-peckered billy goat in a field full of nannies. So a nanny is a female goat.
Oh.
So that's what a nanny goat is. It's a female goat. So that's how hot it is.
It's harder than a three-peckered.
Hot, not harder. Okay. Hotter. It ain't blue chew. All right.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
That daggone thing is sweatier than a nippled boy at a three-house chicken farm.
You're getting plumb off my rails now. I was just trying to break it down so I could understand, because last time he was like, what the hell did he just say?
Oh, man. Well, I just love the fact that we couldn't understand hotter and harder.
Yep.
That too.
Yeah, we couldn't understand the difference.
That's my country twang kicking in, I guess. Sorry about this, y'all. That's East Tennessee just rolling out the tongue. But anyway, Spike, buddy, I love you to death, but I got to come at you a little bit. So, you know, it's not about – I had Wheeler ranked number two in my list.
Okay.
I did. I had Saquon.
Well, hold on. Who was Wheeler number one?
Saquon won.
Okay.
Was three,
good.
Wheeler was two.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. But best I can remember, everything I've ever heard since I've been listening, like when you were the brand manager and hiring all these people, all I ever heard was like Spike said, have a take, have a take. Everybody's got takes and you're ripping them now.
Well, but that's the point.
But they're wrong.
Yeah. If everyone has a take, then we can all fight about it. If nobody has a take, then we're done at 2:08.
And see, that's the thing with Elliot. Like, you ingrained it into Elliot so hard, have a take. Elliot is a takesman of all takes.
Oh,
I remember
no.
One time when I first started calling in, I forgot what it was about, and Jack's like, have a take. Come on, have a take. I'm not a takesman. I'm a sportsman. You know, it's like Hunter. Hunter did an awesome job this morning on the morning show. Hunter's just trying to be a sportsman. Everybody knows.
Who the hell is Hunter? His...
It's Brodes, yeah.
Brodes. Yeah, we call him Brodes here.
His name is Brodes.
Yeah, man up, Justin.
Brodes.
Yeah.
I don't know him well enough to call him Brodes, so Brodes.
Yeah.
But, you know, he done a hell of a job this morning filling in for the vacation crew, and, you know, him and James kept it down, but, you know, everybody's having a take, but now you're ripping them from butthole to elbow for it.
Well, but that's, first of all, Elliot may have taken this all too far. You know, the whole take thing. Elliot went too far.
He definitely leaned into it.
Well, yeah. But now that you work with him, you find it annoying. Interesting. Yeah. Now you want to talk to him. It's a little annoying to deal
Yeah,
with.
My perspective on a lot of things has changed. Yeah.
I mean, Spike used to be like, yeah, have a take. Now he's like, Jesus, lay off the take.
Yeah, yeah.
Be honest here. But anyway, that's my thing. Like, I've always heard Spike's been like, have a take. Now everybody's got takes and you're just killing them for it. And James did backtrack on his. I will say that. I remember when James, when it came out, he's like, yeah, I screwed up on that. I would flip him and Harper. So, I mean, but all in all, great show today. I've been highly entertained. And, hey, ringthebellbook.com. Mine's coming tomorrow, y'all. Can't wait.
Oh, there you go.
All right, still
I'll get out of here. Love you, boys. Mean it.
First round of pre-orders sent out last week, and a lot of people are getting theirs today. Yes. Took a little while to get to Tennessee.
You're sending it the cheapest way you can send it?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Well,
5-day mail?
Yeah.
Definitely as slow as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever it takes.
Pack them on the back of a mule.
Pretty much.
A big box on the back of a mule.
Yep. Yep.
That critter is happier than a...
three-pecker goat.
Yeah,
he's always got
something.
In
the field of nannies.
Yeah.
Nannies.
Nanny goats.
All right.
He's always got something.
If you say so. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
It's called summer, Justine from Tennessee. That's what it's called. That's why it's hot, you dummy. Hey, listen.
Whoa.
When you're going to be dealing with a Cowboy fan who will be related to you soon enough, listen, just think of me, okay? Hopefully he listens to the show. He'll know what you like to drink, and you can be bought off. So hopefully he listens again.
He can be bought.
I can be bought, that's for sure.
I love the new Blue Chew ad there, Spike. We'll get through this in a second. That was a good one. I like that.
It should be we'll get through this in a second twice.
Could we get through? Could you give me the actual dates as to when your dad drove contraband to Philadelphia? I'd like to get those dates down. How old were you back then?
You're going to get him arrested for driving fireworks across the border 40 years ago?
Well, it was pretty bad back then. Listen, and when it comes to the Eagle Charter, there's Cowboy Jim, and apparently there'll be Cowboy Caney. So I'll have someone to talk to.
Cowboy Caney.
Yeah, so there'll be two Cowboy fans on there. And how about this Cowboy Carter now? So why does everything have to start with a cowboy? What does that mean?
Well, you started a trend.
Yeah. I thought you'd like that. It makes your team relevant.
Did you hear about Beyonce's new album, Stewardess Beyonce?
Stewardess Beyonce. Yeah, well, whatever. Get it? Listen, I need Big Dom to go work for the Cowboys. Another cowboy has been arrested. Life sucks. Goodbye.
Oh, another cowboy was arrested?
Oh, yeah. Cavante.
And what did he do?
Turner.
Oh, really?
Did he get pulled over and he had a gun? Maybe. I think he had a gun and some wacky tobacco.
Yeah, that's a Josh Huff.
Yeah.
No, he got pulled over with an arsenal.
Oh, did he have a bunch of guns?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Like he was a damn arms dealer.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And
the drugs.
The weight. Yeah. Yeah. You ain't talking about no bag.
That's what Howard's coming back from Florida with.
He was not bringing back guns and drugs. It was.
He might as well have been.
Fireworks. Jerry the truck horn guy.
That whole Josh Huff thing. Let me leave it alone.
Yeah. Jerry, been a while. Oh, there it is.
Ooh, boy.
There it is.
What's up, fellas?
You know, you're a lesson for Aaron in San Diego that you can a caller can start on one side and can elevate himself to really top level where you are now, Jerry.
Well, you know, I try to do my best. I love calling you guys a show. Not that I was hoping to hear her, but maybe he'll call back tomorrow. And Justin, Justin, if you're listening, I'm in Palm Beach and it's hot, but it ain't sticky hot like you're talking about. So.
All right.
He's
I'm
Tennessee.
Working on my tan down here. I'm done for tonight. Getting ready to park until tomorrow afternoon, and I'm heading home. You guys at Chickies on Friday?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
All right, well, I'm going to try to make my way up there Friday.
Oh, there you
Got a little bit delayed here getting back. I didn't know I was coming to Florida. Until a couple of days ago because I was supposed to be home Wednesday, but I'll be home Thursday.
So you're done. So. Are you going to do you sleep in the truck?
Oh, yeah, dude. I got a nice little house here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do with... What are you going to do?
I
was whacking that thing.
I park my truck near my house. It's only like 7 miles away, and then I just drive home.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, I got a place I keep my truck that I pay monthly fee for it. So.
In Palm Beach?
No, in Delaware.
Yeah, we're talking about, you said you're parked.
No, I'm in Palm Beach right now.
I know.
I'm loading today. Yeah.
I know, and you're staying overnight, right?
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing tonight? He was whacking that thing. Huh?
Whacking that thing.
Oh, okay. Wow. Do we have any update on the squirrel and the nest situation?
Yeah.
What?
The squirrel is still at the bottom of the pole, and he hasn't gotten any farther.
Oh. Yeah, that's disappointing.
The pole it's still greased up pretty good. And
I'm sure it is.
What the hell are we talking about right
let's,
now?
Let's...
What the hell?
Yep.
So my... My thing that you what'd you say, easier to get now than it was before?
Yeah, what's easier now than it used to be?
Especially for you.
Yeah.
Cannabis. You can get it anywhere.
It's
a big answer.
It's legalized in pretty much 3/4 of the states.
Yeah.
You get, as long as you don't get pulled over with it, a lot of states you can't transport it.
Yep.
But you can have it. You can get it anywhere. People got medical cards now, and if you don't, you have to be 21. You can just walk in a store. They're all over the Midwest. You can go anywhere. I see them all over the place.
Well, they're all over up here. PA is still
I was going to say, it's all over the East Coast, too.
PA, you still need the card. Jersey, you do not.
Yeah, Delaware, you don't either. So, but that was my,
don't worry,
my
PA's
thing.
Coming.
Yeah, cause back in the day, it was kind of hard to. You had to
hard to find
to
for
somebody.
You? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you had to know somebody to know somebody.
All right.
And on the Jalen.
Oh, boy.
On the Jalen thing, In my mind, you're not comparing apples to apples.
Oh.
Because they're two totally different sports.
Okay, can I ask
you
something?
Are you on the railroad tracks?
No, that's my flashes.
Hey, Jerry. Jerry, let me ask you something, buddy. What do you like better, apple or strawberry?
Strawberry.
Okay. And they're very different, right?
Totally.
You still can tell me which one tastes better, right?
Yeah, strawberry.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Better than apples.
All right. Problem solved. You can compare apples and oranges. People say that all the time. Apples and oranges are both round fruit. They both fit in your hand. It's not that hard to compare. They're the same. You know? It's like there's thank you for the call, Jerry. People always say that. Oh, it's like apples and oranges. Oh, really? Two sweet fruits that are both round? The same size? Those are comparable.
Why can't you compare those?
Yeah, they seem like the easiest thing to compare in the world. If you had said, yeah, that's like apples and steaks. Okay. Completely understood. Those are really different, you know. Apples and oranges. Seems like an easy comparison. Am I crazy here?
No.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like you took offense to it. That's
yeah, well, it's just like, if anybody's going to win that argument with me, Jerry's not going to be the one.
Nah, yeah. There's no way that's happening.
Juice in South Philly. Juice, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? What's up, Spike? Hi, Jack.
What's up, Juice?
Juice.
I got to tell you, I spent a lot of my afternoon screaming in my windshield, Spike.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, brother.
Most of the time, it's because of you.
Oh, no.
By the way, my daughter's birthday is tomorrow, too, so happy birthday to your son.
Oh, happy birthday to your daughter, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate it. All right, so check this out, Spike.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the disrespect that hurts kids, man. I got to be honest with you.
I'm not disrespecting him, though.
I hear where you come from. I hear where you're coming from. So to you, you feel like it's not disrespectful. But I feel like I listen to you all the time. I heard a guy questioned one time say that you had your position for nepotism.
Yes.
Right? And it's not. You worked hard for that position.
For sure.
Right?
For sure.
Okay. So if you worked hard, so did Jalen.
He did.
And he's a Super Bowl winning MVP.
He did. Yes. And that is an amazing feat. And he did a great thing. And he worked very hard. And he's still not as good as Zach Wheeler is.
Okay, so hold on.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
You played football your entire life, right?
Yep.
Okay. What team have you ever played on that the quarterback wasn't the leader?
That the quarterback wasn't the leader?
Wasn't the leader of the team.
Well, that hasn't happened on any team I played on, but every quarterback isn't necessarily the quote-unquote leader of the team.
Yeah, I don't think Russell Wilson was the leader of the Seahawks.
Right.
You know?
Sure he was. So let me ask you this question.
Not when the Legion of Boom was there.
No, we're not saying who was the better player, but anything. So
he wasn't, though. Like he wasn't the leader of that team. He was a great player. He wasn't the leader.
All right, whatever. So I was just touching on that because we saw another caller brought up earlier about, or I believe you did, about when they had to go to his house to tell him to be a better leader.
And spend a whole offseason trying to convince him. Yeah. I only bring it up when people tell me what a great leader he is. And he may be evolving into one, but I certainly wouldn't describe his tenure here at the Eagles like as one of the things as has been like the leader. That isn't how I would describe him. And it actually, and I don't know for sure because I'm not in the locker room, but it doesn't seem like that is has been his role in the locker room.
So I look at Zach Wheeler, and I heard you the other day compare him to Halliday, right? And you think that he's had a better career here in Philly than Halliday.
Yeah, Halliday had a better peak, but I think Zach Wheeler has had a better run.
So here's what I'm saying to you. We watched him pitch great yesterday. The perfect game he threw. Oh, wait, it wasn't a perfect game. So close doesn't really matter, right? Because you like to look at, well, this is how it is.
This is
so
like arm wrestling 4-year-olds.
So no, listen.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
What accolade, just give me one, that Zach Wheeler has won as an individual award. And I don't want to hear about the team because
when you... when you describe Jalen, all I hear about is team wins.
Yeah, and that's what he does. He wins.
Well, no, he doesn't. You see the problem there, Juice? You want me to tell you about individual accolades for Zach Wheeler, but you want to say that the wins are what count for Jalen.
Yeah, listen, Zach gets wins too. When he goes to the Hall of Fame, hopefully he's going to have 300 wins like Kershaw did.
Well,
so wins matter, yeah. Right? Okay, so here's what I'm saying to you, right? Jalen Hurts, because he's on a good team, he's penalized for it. But then when we talk about Wheeler, it's like, oh, well.
He's a good quarterback. I just don't think he's as good as Zach Wheeler.
But what I'm saying
why is that
Wheeler
such
has
slander?
Nothing individual. Wheeler has nothing individually to say that he's a good pitcher besides us just watching him saying, yeah, he's a great pitcher.
He has nothing. Okay, choose. I love, God bless you. We have nothing to say he's a good pitcher is maybe in the 3 hours and 50 minutes the most psychotic thing anybody has said on the show. Of course, we have plenty of evidence he's a good pitcher. That you don't even need to watch. You just wake up and look at the box score. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Eureka! Spike when he found another way to rip Jalen.
Wasn't my idea today. Wasn't even my idea. What's next?
We are condescending. Chris in Middletown.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He was heavy with it today.
Yeah. You crushed him, though.
Not as condescending as Ken and Cinnamonson, but
no.
Slowly climbing the ranks.
Yeah. Ken is the condescending goat of all callers. What's next?
Spike when a guy scores 27 points in a summer league game.
Okay.
See, that's impressive. Spike when the quarterback wins Super Bowl MVP. No, I need to see a little bit more. Mark in Modco.
He scored 28 points in the summer league game. Get it right.
Oops.
Yeah, 27 shots, 28 points. What's next?
What is this guy's deal? Seltzer waking up at 4 a.m. to 100 texts from Spike about what he said on the Go Birds postgame show.
Yep. I got my night.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
They can watch summer league and then you'll be locked in on that.
Yep.
And then from 9:45 to probably about midnight, yep, while the Phillies game is on,
I'll be going through a podcast.
Yeah,
I'll be going through a Go Birds podcast.
Can AI do that? Can you upload them all to AI?
No, it's hard because it's difficult with the transcripts.
All right. Yeah. I wanted to make your life easier, but it sounds like you're going to do this the old-fashioned way.
Yep. I'm going to put in the work. Sweat equity. What's next?
The Mets, now that Spike is onto them.
Yeah. I'm not saying they're cheating.
Yes, we did not claim that.
Yeah.
Something's fishy.
Something's fishy.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense.
That clip has to make the rounds, though.
Yeah, come on. my friends in New York, I'm sure we'll find it. What's next?
You better pick up. James Seltzer calling Spike in the middle of the night to make him defend having a guy in his top 11 who doesn't play anymore.
Was that an Embiid shot?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it is what it is. I go on their show all the time early in the morning.
You do.
You know?
You do.
I was napping. What do you mean? Is there Fritz at 6 tonight or no?
No.
Okay. Are you doing postgame for Phil's?
No.
Oh, you just decided not to work at all.
It starts at 9:45.
Well, I just figured to do one of the two.
Yeah, well.
You'll be up. Don't act like you won't be up watching the game.
No, I'll be up. Well, I've stayed up for, I can only make it through one of the A's games.
Oh, really? Fell asleep?
Well, I fell asleep and then woke up to the postgame show.
I always want to watch it, and it's like right, like an hour into it, I end up fading off.
I got three good innings in me.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I'll fall asleep.
No, I'm going to do my best. I'm usually pretty good at staying up. But
yeah.
You got three good innings in me.
Robbie E's on.
Yeah.
Rob Ellis. Well, you can continue this conversation with Rob, who also thinks that Jalen's better than Zach Wheeler. So we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to our show today. We love it. Thanks. Talk to you tomorrow.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.